Blackstone Audio presents The Night John Lennon Died, So Did John Doe by Louisa Burns Bisogno and Sandra Schoen. This book is read by Kathleen Early.
Prologue. December 8, 1980. First, it was John Lennon. Then, it was John Doe. Baptism by Fire. Part 1. Monday, December 8, 1980. Chapter 1. Broadway theaters are always dark on Mondays. It's the one night of rest for the entertainment gypsies. Not for him. For him, it's a new beginning. After a 5-year hiatus from the music business, he emerges from the long yet energizing session at the Midtown recording studio. It is 10:28 p.m. when his black limo starts for home. Human cargo concealed by tinted windows. The limo heads north, merging onto Broadway at Columbus Circle. It comes to a stop at a red light across from Lincoln Center. An enormous Christmas tree holds center stage in the plaza, which is festooned with giant banners announcing the Nutcracker. The traffic light turns green. Blocks away on West 72nd Street, anxious fans wait for him at the entrance to the famous Dakota Apartments. Its gothic peaks stand sentinel over Central Park. Building security scan the small crowd, the usual mix. Teenagers bundled behind scarves, gloved hands holding pen and paper at the ready to get an autograph.